Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Today's liturgy has a particular theme, co-creating with God. And we chose to have a theme for today in the middle of summer with the beauty of the sunny weather of Southern California, reminding us that with the sun, we are invited to become even more light for others. This past week, nine of us went to the Santa Ynez Valley for an art retreat and landscape painting trip. And three of the participants will be giving the sermon this morning on their experience of creating with God in the beauty of nature. And in the Santa Ynez Valley, we had gloomy mornings and sunny afternoons just like here. And that's quite a challenge when you're painting outside. So I'm going to allow these three to share their thoughts. And some of their reflections are built on the readings for today, which are special and unique. They're outside of the ordinary lectionary. And in the first reading, it is the first time that God called two people to become artisans, to do the work that needed to be done. And in the second reading, that key phrase, actually, we are just earthenware jars, to show that the extraordinary power of God is in us. And all of that is focused now in the gospel. So be light. Now, even though we have paintings from the trip, which are obviously of an artistic nature, and what the participants will be describing is their artistic experience, co-creating with God is not limited to artistic talents. All of us, all of you, have a variety of gifts that God always wants to use through you. Gifts of listening, gifts of leadership, gifts of compassion. So even though now you're going to hear a particular direction of giftedness, namely trying to express oneself artistically, our theme today is to celebrate that God uses us always to co-create. So listen carefully now to these three, and there were nine altogether, but these three are the ones that could be here this morning.
Hello, I'm Sandy Philando. And the painting at the lower left is mine. We had just a great time this weekend. In the gospel lesson today, these words were spoken. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand and gives light to all in the house. As an interior designer, I've been putting lamps on lampstands for over 50 years. In doing so, I have taken the utmost care in seeing that the work was done with great attention and care so that the end results were pleasing and as perfect as possible. I've also been painting these past 30 years. And as I've been painting these pictures for pleasure, I have put into my efforts the same preciseness and perfection that I had in my work. And I have found that when I went out this week, I found a new experience. This week, with Paul as my instructor, I was able to loosen up and paint fast and not perfectly. As Paul has said, it is the process, not the product, that is most important. When Christ said, "Let your light shine before others," I'm reminded of God's light shining on the hills as we were frantically painting a picture that first evening. The shadows were getting longer as the light started to fail. I started to leave the sky. And in those moments, I came to understand that plein air painting was all about capturing that light before it changed. In the same way, our lives are short, and we must enjoy whatever gifts we have to the fullest. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Gail Taylor. Unlike Sandy, I have not been painting for 30 years. I got a set of oil paints last year for Christmas. And I want to talk a little bit about that experience. By profession, I am an educator. And one of my mentors is a woman named Carol Dweck, who teaches at Stanford. And she's written a book on mindsets. She says that children often have either a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. And if you have a fixed mindset, you believe you have talent, your talent is fixed, you're smart or you're not smart, you're good at soccer or you're not good at soccer. This works really well for kids at school, for kids who believe they're smart, until they get to a point where they can't solve the problem or can't write the paper, and then they fail. It's better to have a growth mindset, and it's better to have a school that encourages a growth mindset, where kids say, I can't figure this out, but maybe I can figure out how to, I don't know the answer, but maybe I can figure out a way to solve the problem. Well, I had to have a growth mindset with art because I really didn't believe I had any artistic talent at all. When I thought about wanting to try this and had the desire to try it and had the encouragement from Paula, I really, really had a wonderful time. One of the lines that has really struck me from the second lesson in Corinthians is this one from Paul. We are afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. This is really a statement about growing, about being able to see a pathway for us to progress. And I think I have progressed as an artist. I also feel that I have taken this growth mindset to think about spirituality. I also thought I was not a particularly spiritual person. But I have to engage in a practice. I have to grow. And these lines for me have really inspired me. As I was inspired on the art trip, and we had a wonderful time, I was very, very grateful to be with these wonderful people, painting, rejoicing in the beauty of the Santa Ynez Valley, and growing spiritually as well as artistically.
Good morning. My name is Nancy Backus, and it's an honor to speak with you this morning to tell you about my experience with our Co-Creating with God plein air painting retreat. We learned a lot about ourselves. We became comfortable with our level of painting. We enjoyed being with nature and being a part of God's creation. We felt the challenge to capture our moment on canvas within an hour, or as God always surprises us, with the lifting of the swirling fog in seconds to brilliant sunshine. We shared communion and shared our thoughts about what we were experiencing, which was a lot of doubt and fear that what we were doing wasn't good enough. What I brought from the retreat was the concept of relationship of building colors on the canvas. By using the previous color to form the next, keeps the color in relationship with its whole. These relationships build your painting. I'd like to relate a little of how we prepared to paint and what went on in my mind during the preparation at the beginning of a painting and how it felt to approach an empty canvas. But before I do, I'm grateful that here at St. Francis we have so many creative, artistic people. The gift of music we have in our world-class yet very humble composer and organist, and the gift of art with a learned painter and teacher. God blesses each of us all with his gifts and blessings, so let us not doubt them. So, for painting out in the beautiful countryside, we have our paper towel roll that goes under our arm here. We also carry our brushes in our left hand. Must have multiple brushes because you don't want to muck up all your paint. You don't want to put it in white and then put it in brown because then you don't have a pure color. You can't make a relationship. So imagine me out there, beautiful, beautiful, cloudy, kind of foggy day, beautiful Santa Ynez brown hills with green oaks, an empty canvas, all our retreat people next, and I'm ready to begin. And I'm thinking, oh no, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? How am I going to approach my painting? I've already kind of sketched something in, but it doesn't really look like anything. So Paula says, use a big brush, don't be afraid, go for it, just lay the color in. Okay, so I put my little white, then I maybe a little blue, then a touch flick of the alizarin crimson, and I'm looking, and it's changing. The light's changing. Go for it. Don't be afraid. So I get my paint, and I have my form, and I put it out there. I paint it on there. Okay. All right, that looks pretty good. Now I'm going to paint the form next to that and use part of the paint and make another color, but they'll be made from each other, so they'll be related. So I get another paintbrush and put it in another, make another color out of that previous color. I look at my canvas and I start to paint next to that hill with a little bit of red in it. And then Paula will come up and say, why don't you try a little orange? But I don't see orange. Oh, yes, yes. Blue, orange is the opposite of blue. Now, I don't see that yet, but I'm sure I will sometime in the future. But it works. I mean, if you look at my lavender minus the top left, on the bottom there's a shadow. And Paula said, well, just put in a little orange. So I get my smallest brush, smaller than this one, and I get a little bit of orange, and I'm just putting a little orange there. And she comes up, and she says, no! She takes the big brush, gets a big blob of white, gets some orange, bright cadmium orange, and puts it down there, and then paints shadow, just a line, and then tells me to finish it. And I couldn't believe it. I painted it in, and it reads. I mean, you can see it from out there. You can see the shadow, the relationship of the color. So we had a wonderful time, and I thank St. Francis so much, and all of you, and like I said before, God blesses each of us with his gifts and blessings. So let us not doubt them. Amen.
We had quite a week. I was impacted by them as much as I feel, obviously, I shadowed them as they were working. I just would like to conclude that as you go to communion, please enjoy looking at their work. There were 9 of us all together. So Sandy and Nancy and Gail have their work. In the bottom right corner, Michael Ord has one of his pieces. Meredith Montiel and Jennifer Savage were also in the group, and then 2 other women not from our parish. I'd like to end by referring to this poem that's in your bulletin. It's entitled The Empty Canvas, and I'd like to invite you to consider the metaphor of painting with yourself. That you, in fact, each of you is an empty canvas. And let Jesus be the master painter in your lives. And let the Holy Spirit and the gifts that are in you be painted through you. So this metaphor for painting is about life. The empty canvas waits before the painter. It waits to be the painting it must be. Unto this end, it has rightfully been created, to rightfully reflect what the painter sees. A beauty that will surely find its life within its dying, so another might be born again. And in this constant death, a constant beauty is created within a constant love that never ends. Jesus is the master painter, and the Holy Spirit is the master's brush, to be dipped within the colors that portray a father's love, that the master's painting might be born in us, that the canvas of our life might know the master's touch, to portray the beauty of the master's brush. So an empty canvas waits before the painter, an empty canvas destined to be hung within the gallery. Once it has been created, will the canvas bear the beauty of the sun? Amen.